We're now very pleased to be joined by Chuck Self, Chief Investment Officer at iSectors, who manages a suite of 16 ETF-based asset allocation strategies. These have over $250 million invested in them. And Chuck is a seasoned veteran of the financial markets, over 30 years of experience in investment management. Chuck is joining us via phone today from Appleton, Wisconsin. Chuck, great having you back on the show.
It's great to be with you.
Well, Chuck, you have the fortune or perhaps misfortune of being our final guest of 2018. And I say misfortune because you get to recap the financial markets. And
Great. Obviously,
it's been a challenging year. Just about every major asset class is negative. Before we get into some of the details here, is there another year you would compare this to? Is this reminiscent of any other time period over your 30 years in the financial markets?
Well, I started in investment markets in 1980 professionally, so I have seen a lot. But unfortunately, we've never had the case since 1980 where we had both the stock market and the bond market down. So there's never been a year quite like this one. The closest would be 2005, I believe, where you had the valuations had come off as far as forward-looking PEs. But we had seen aggressive Fed, you know, at that point it was more aggressive than today, but, you know, a relatively aggressive Fed. And also we saw commodities, especially oil prices, come up from the lows of the previous few years. If it is 2005, then that means that whatever we're going through now is probably just a market correction, and that we'll run back to the highs of September sometime next year. But I also have to say that there is a significant probability that it's 2007, and that would be bad news, of course, if that's the case.
Chuck, if we look at returns, and these are all year-to-date through the end of last week, large-cap U.S. stocks are slightly negative, down about 1%. Small-cap U.S. stocks are down nearly 8%. Developed international and emerging market stocks are both down around 13%. Gold is down 5%. As you touched on, even broad-based bonds, so something like the Bloomberg Barclays Ag, that's down a percent or two, which doesn't happen very often for the entire year. Most other segments of the bond market are negative as well. So, you know, look, for a diversified investor, they're probably down a few percent. But I do think it's important to point out this hasn't been a 25 or 30% drawdown. How much fear in the markets right now do you think is just because this environment is different than what we've experienced over the past several years?
Well, they're always different, and we have a new set of investors coming in all the time, so they don't remember the past. One of the things about 2005 was that we were going through this real estate boom, which we haven't had any sort of boom. Yeah, you could talk about some bubbles like the cryptocurrency bubbles and maybe the FANG bubbles, but it wasn't anything like the real estate bubbles as far as how many people participated in it. But the other thing that that people have missed, especially about the bond market, is that the index that you looked at, the Barclays aggregate index, has become much more volatile than it ever has been. The average maturity is longer than 7 years now, and it hasn't been that long for a very long period of time. And so, as you know, with interest rates going up, prices go down, and the longer your maturities, the more volatility you have. If the volatility of the Barclays Ag was where it had been, let's say, in 2005, then the interest payments that you would have received would have been more than the capital loss that you received. All this is to say that if you had not had exposure to the bond index, which in our opinion is a terrible way to invest in bonds, but had been shorter, you actually would have positive returns. And you wouldn't have big positive returns for that part of the portfolio, but at least you'd have positive returns, and that would have saved you somewhat from the stock decline. But you are correct that most diversified portfolios probably have negative returns. And, you know, this is so unusual that you've got to think there's going to be some sort of regression to the mean next year. And we think that portfolios are going to be single-digit positive next year.
Well, Chuck, let's talk a little bit more about next year. What are some things that you think could be key market drivers? What will you be watching for?
Well, there's the first one, of course, is another reason why this is a bad timing to have me on here is that tomorrow the Fed's going to determine what they're going to say and what they're going to do. I think the vast majority of people believe that they're going to raise interest rates another 25 basis points. The question is, what are they going to say? And our view is that they are going to be very measured in how they decrease their thoughts about how many Fed interest rate hikes they're going to do next year. In the last meeting that had in September, that had a press conference afterwards, they said that they think there's going to be 3 interest rate hikes in 2019. We think they're going to say there's going to be 2 in 2019. If they went down to 1 or none, the market is going to take that as the Fed knows something that we don't know, and it's going to really tank the market. I think if they say 2, then the market is going to be fine as far as that's concerned. And then in March, they could say 1, and then if things don't turn around by June, they could say we're not going to do anymore. Our base forecast is that the Fed is going to, that this is the last interest rate increase in this cycle. The economy is slowing faster than people expect. The tax cuts that were implemented have truly been a one-time event because most of the savings didn't go into manufacturing or infrastructure, whatever. They went to shareholders, and so there's not much left for the tax cuts. We have the lag effects of the Fed rate increases we've talked about, and then even the wealth effects of this down market will have an impact. And so our view is that the economy will still have positive returns, have positive growth next year, but it's going to probably slow down faster than people expect. We don't expect a recession to 2020, but there's certainly a more than one-third chance that it's going to start in the fourth quarter of next year.
Chuck, we're running a bit short on time. We only have about 2 minutes left here. Besides the Fed, I think obviously trade is something that's gotten a lot of attention, particularly with China. How important do you think that is to the outlook moving forward?
Well, again, it comes down to psychology. The market is all about psychology. I hear people say, well, the economy is so good and inflation is so low, that means the stock prices have to continue to go up or have to rebound big time. And that's not the case. It has to do with psychology. If we continue to have trade as a problem going forward as far as being in the news and so on, that's going to help cast a pall on the market and make people think that economic growth next year is going to be relatively small. So we are hoping that the trade situation gets resolved some way or another in the next few months so that we could just continue to focus on the good earnings and relatively low interest rates.
Well, Chuck, we'll have to leave it there. Always appreciate you joining us on the program. Look forward to connecting again in the new year. Happy holidays to you and your family. Thank you.
And same to you.
That was Chuck Self, Chief Investment Officer at iSectors. And you can learn more about their ETF strategies by visiting iSectors.com.